não faço.
Yes. Yes, many degrees in chemistry, in pathology, in engineering. He said if we have an interior like this, it will be very easy to defeat Mayavadis.
Yes.
Because they claim that they are Vedantists. But they have no bhakti. So we are in the line of Bhakti Vedanta. So he said that this is a way to counteract the so-called Mayavadis or Vedantists.
The way it is. More than one question. They have been described as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and more generous than they are. Devina Manya Bodha Haila Nastik Vedasaya Nastikavad Bodha Kyodhi. They take the shelter of Vedas and preach a thing.
They say they do not accept what is all said in the Vedas. They accept something and they reject something.
That is not.
They say that whatever they say must be supplemented from the Vedas. That's contradiction. They support the proposition that in different Vedas, different things are stressed. Therefore, although
we should accept Bhagavad Gita, it summarizes it. Or Srimad Bhagavatam. Or Vedanta Sutra.
A mystery why they don't accept Bhagavatam.
Because they cannot poke their nose there. Then it will be cut off. Still there. I can't think to choose by reading Srimad Bhagavatam.
Although Srila Prabhupada, it's somewhat easy for us to convince that Srimad Bhagavatam is a summary study of all the Vedic literatures. How can we take that Bhagavad Gita is a summary study?
It is a preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita ends from there, Srimad Bhagavatam begins. Publish your book gradually in the magazine, Sabhijana.
Yes.
Yes.
In the journal, by step by step.
Yes. Then publish.
That's good. Yes. Like we did with your Bhagavatam one time, we made little chapter editions.
Yeah.
When they mentioned that the trees, the trunk of the trees were used for clothes, bark of trees,
yeah.
How would they do that? Would they take the same type of...
I don't know how to do it.
about theology.
What do I know about
geology? Right now, in geology, Professor Ross, still in the West Coast, found out that the top layer in the rock is older than the one at the bottom. Upside down.
Mm.
And they have several explanations, mostly on based on speculation.
The down portion is older, huh?
No, in these rocks, the upper one is older, according to their calculation, by dating methods, geological dating methods. Hmm. And the younger one is at the bottom. That's why we wanted to contact our Prabhu of the box, our geology.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes someone had stopped with this report. We're going to contact him. Give us more information. So how do we explain this thing?
Mm-hmm.
How do we plan from our point of view? The upside down of the rocks.
I can. But several realms do not bother about this.
But they are going to bring up this point. Well, he said something, but we must know something how to counteract them. One point is that
it can be explained that when there is dilatation,
yes,
the rock is kind of the roll. It was like this.
Catastrophism.
Yes.
Then the whole thing will be filled up with water. So water force is very heavy, but it can turn in big rocks, mountains, rolling.
Mm. That happens during the devastation.
And the money is there. There's flood.
And that's the day of Brahma. And that's 14 months.
At that time, is the earth destroyed or is it simply covered by water? That can explain many facts, because they're having great difficulty in finding these old fossils in Siberia and all these other places. They find some very strange fossils which are not supposed to be there according to their theory. But if you accept this catastrophism, they can explain many facts.
Yes, that's the fact.
Do rocks also have offspring if they're living?
Their offspring is mouse. There is information, the rocks are flying.
Yeah, mountains, some mountains are flying.
Yes, in the cut of the room.
It's true that people are getting disease and sickness and so forth as a result of their past activities. Fires are sinful. Why is it that it appears that when there's a flu, many people are inflicted with that flu, practically everyone, indiscriminately?
I love them.
What about when it happens amongst the community of devotees? There's some hepatitis or malaria or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. interpretation. Yeah.
Well, the materialist would say you're just accepting it that way. The reality is that you're becoming sick just like anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
The scientist and materialist will say you're just becoming sick like anyone else, but you're saying it's just that you're becoming purified.
De facto, when people are suffering, they're neutralizing their sinful reactions.
Yes. That's what I'm doing.
Becoming purified from this suffering. And why isn't it when we're sick? Why is it we forget Krishna? We become disgusted. And after we're sick, we don't feel any more advanced than before.
Difference between the materialist and the transcendentalist. Materialist always thinks that they'll try to overcome the laws of nature. And when the laws of nature stretch over,
the days of Satyam. Sometimes the spiritual master has to suffer from the sinful activities that we desire. Be suffering to Satya.
So that
what the cause means, it would have been a huge suffering that he was in.
So that if he is sincere, then he should not be so sick in due time, his health should be good. Mm-hmm. He's practicing, the devotee's practicing principles, then he should become healthy.
No, you can't avoid sickness.
No, but I mean, overall, generally.
Yes.
Body to tell is healthier than farming. Besides, yeah. What there was a brahmachari who used to complain to you about how sick he was all the time, and you said, are you not brahmachari? Are you not following brahmachari principles? Which implied that if he was doing it sincerely, he would not be so sick all the time.
Yeah.
What is sick? I'm sick. And he also knows that this is the mercy of the Lord. That's why he doesn't complain. It's a real sin. But the material body is bound to suffer.
Yes. It means that you are not this body when there is no heaven. Yeah, that's just a truth. As you identify the body, then it has. That is damaged. You are not that. That's because you have got attachment for the motor car, you said. Jahasmati nahi jaat, samsara bandhan kaha ta. One who has forgotten that he is this body, he has no soul.
Sanatana Goswami had all those infections in his body. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. He felt so distressed and so lowly.
The instructor is that even Sanatana Goswami has to suffer. What you are nonsense. You should not be sorry for somebody. That is the instructor. why you are trying to avoid trouble. That is it.
Nathan Goswami, he accepted this sickness as the result of his own sinful past activities. He was so humble. So we should follow that example and accept like that.
That is you. The same compassion, your mercy, my Lord, that I would have suffered 100 times more than this. You are giving me little suffering. That is devotee's dream. But I am so sinful, I would have suffered 100 times more than what I am suffering. But you are so kind that you are giving me little suffering and adjusting the account. Things like that, for him, back to home, back to God, it is guaranteed. That is it. Bhagavatam. Mukti padesa daiva. One who lives like that, doesn't care for suffering, goes on with his duty. That person is sure to go back home, back to God. Just like a son is sure to inherit the father's problem. Dāyabhāp, this word is mukti padesa dāyabhāp. Literally, heritage. What is called?
Inheritance.
Yeah. Literally inheritance. So don't be afraid of suffering. Let there be suffering. Let me do my duty.
From this suffering, actually we know that this material world is full of misery.
Yeah.
So how to get out of this misery? That is here. Fine, next step.
As your devotee is not hankering after how to get out of the misery. They do not care for misery.
Misery in the sense the material concept.
Yeah.
Says, if we are tolerant, then we can chant the holy name of the Lord. Really.
The scientists, they'll laugh at us. They'll say, we're helping
too. And we laugh at that. What is it wrong? He laughed at that. At them? He said, then. So that's the way to go.
We will laugh last. Now they'll say, you're standing Hare Krishna, but I can give you this pill and I'll take away your pain. Or I can give you this medicine and correct your disease. Your chance, but I'm not seeing the practical result.
Well, he said, because I'm chanting, you have my servant, you have brought the pill. Because I'm chanting, therefore Krishna has sent the pain through you.
You're simply working.
You're simply working at my parlor.
They can make, we'll chant and dance and they can make the car to take us on Kirtan. Make the pills for this is so healthy.
You are the great physician. Everyone should come under your treatment. Today I'm taking a Parinam as a bitter pill. But we are tasting it now after chanting and chanting. We're tasting it. It's becoming sweeter and sweeter.
Is it all our fast?
Oh, yeah.